And that's it for part one of lesson number 80 of English USA. Et voilà la fin de la première partie de la leçon numéro 80 d'English USA. In a few minutes, we'll be back for part two, où vous aurez l'occasion d'utiliser ce que vous venez d'apprendre. Voyons si vous êtes prêt à commencer la deuxième escale de votre voyage. Restez donc à l'écoute. Stay with us, we'll be right back. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to lesson number 80 of English USA. Au cours de cette leçon, Martin accompagne un groupe de jeunes et leur entraîneur dans une excursion, a hike, dans la montagne, in the mountains. Ils appartiennent tous à un club sportif de plein air, an outdoor club. Il parle des montagnes et des belles choses. Écoutez.
Hi, what's your name?
Max.
This trail is very steep, isn't it?
It's not bad. Wait until we get to Killer Hill.
Is Killer Hill that difficult?
It's bad in the beginning. By the end of the summer, it's easy.
What do you like best about the summer adventures?
I like everything outdoors. I guess I like the water. I like swimming in the lake where we camp. It's clear and cool.
Isn't it too cold?
I like it. I get hot from hiking and playing. It's nice to jump into the cool lake in the afternoon.
You go on. I need to walk slowly.
Hi, what are you doing?
I'm resting. I'm very tired.
That's all right. It's the thin mountain air. These mountains are very high. You might even get sick. You should rest for a while.
May I ask you some questions?
Sure. I'll sit with you. What's your name?
Martin.
I'm Roberta.
How long have you been a member of the Adventurers Club?
This is my second year. I joined when I was 9.
What do you like most about these camping trips?
I like all of the scenery. I love looking at the tall trees. They're magnificent. There are so many different kinds of trees here.
Do you study them for school?
Yes. I did a science project last summer. I take photographs, too. I learned to recognize different trees from their shapes. I photographed about 25 different kinds of trees.
That's wonderful.
Look at this place where we're sitting. It's flat here. There's some open space, a little grass, and those small stones in a row.
Yes, I see. Was it a camp?
Now look at those trees. They don't belong here. Someone planted them here. They aren't native to these mountains. They are valley trees. I think someone lived here. Maybe there was a house.
That's very interesting. So you've studied this place before?
Only this summer. It's my project for the summer. I've taken a lot of pictures. May I take your picture?
Sure.
Just sit there. I'll send you a big picture for your family. Smile.
Écoutez ces quelques mots et phrases descriptives. Par exemple, this trail is very steep. Écoutez.
This trail is very steep.
It's clear and cool.
Isn't it too cold?
It's the thin mountain air. These mountains are very high.
Essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin le plus vraisemblablement possible en utilisant des mots et des phrases descriptives. Par exemple, where do you like to go in the summer? Où aimez-vous passer l'été? Vous pouvez répondre comme vous voulez. Ou bien, what do you like to look at? Qu'est-ce que vous aimez regarder dans la nature? Pensez-y. Il se peut que ce soit une rivière ou une montagne. Employez le vocabulaire que vous avez appris.
Where do you like to go in the summer? What do you like to look at? What kind of water do you like? Where do you like to travel?
Hello, Martin.
Hello.
Are you enjoying this beautiful spot?
Of course. And I've enjoyed talking to Roberta. She has an interesting idea about this place.
I think she's right, don't you? We're all going to study this area. In the winter, we'll read about it, too.
That's a good idea. Maybe a history of the place will tell who lived here in the mountains.
Are you ready to climb Killer Hill?
I'll never be ready, but let's try.
Regardons quelques noms. The ground, le sol. On the ground, au sol. Look at that hillside. Regardez cette colline. That's where we're going for a picnic. C'est là que nous allons pour un pique-nique. That's where we're going for a picnic. Un pique-nique. See that trail? Voyez ce sentier? That's a steep trail. C'est un sentier vraiment rapide. Difficile à négocier. Look at that valley below. Regardez cette vallée en bas. À plusieurs reprises, nous avons entendu dans le texte les pronoms ourselves, nous-mêmes, et aussi yourselves, vous-même. Par exemple, dans un groupe, in a group of people, the group can say, le groupe peut dire, the group can say, we call ourselves adventurers. C'est le nom que nous nous donnons. Nous sommes des aventuriers. We call ourselves adventurers. What do you call yourselves? We call ourselves adventurers. What is your favorite place to go to in nature? Quel est votre endroit favori à visiter dans la nature? What is your favorite place to go to in nature? Do you like the seaside? How about the lake? Et le lac? How about the lake? Et à propos du lac? Et le lac, ça vous intéresse? How about the lake? Do you like mountains? Aimez-vous les montagnes? Or rivers? Ou des rivières? Or savannas? Ou les savanes? Or rainforests, ou les forêts vierges. I like to visit national parks. J'aime aller dans les parcs nationaux. I love the outdoors. J'adore le plein air. Especially the mountains. Spécialement les montagnes. Especially the mountains. Especially. C'est un adverbe. Ou bien un autre adverbe encore que l'on rencontre ici. It's exactly that. C'est exactement ça. It's exactly that. And that's it for lesson number 80 of English USA. Et voilà, nous arrivons à la fin de la leçon numéro 80 d'English USA. I hope that the hike did not make you too tired. J'espère que l'excursion ne vous a pas trop fatigué. Aujourd'hui, vous avez appris à décrire la nature. Today, you learned how to describe nature. Alors, sortez et amusez-vous bien. But make sure you practice hard. Until next time, have a great week. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
24 heures sur 24, VOA Afrique. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa.
Making all day under it. Now we dey calculate, you dey de speculate. Me I no send them all, no send them all. But thank God it's Friday, Friday, and I go rock 'em like my Friday. Oh, I'm so excited, excited. So everybody, move your body. I see the Buneya, Buneya, Bunebenuya. I see the celebration.
écoutez VOA Afrique. Dites-le à un ami.